till my soul. Shall we rise on our feet, please?
That I am called is till my soul. That I am called is till.
Your eyes closed and focus on the Lord. The word of the Lord came to us this morning that you should loosen up. Many of us are still holding back. You are tired. That God from the beginning, the ancient of days, and he says, be still and know that I am the Lord. There's power in this place, there's healing in this place. Know that God is God. Be calm, be quiet this morning and know that God is God. He changes laws. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is God. Unable to know the Messiah, know the Messiah. Le pato se se kadu andeli yada.
Praising my Savior
a seat. I seem to have lost my voice this morning. But if you haven't lost your voice, I want you to give God praise this morning. Today, all you want to do is you want to remember that Jesus bought us with his blood. We are children of God. You know, while Jesus was on earth and he was training his disciples and sent them out to go and preach, to cast out demons, and to heal the sick, they came back and they were so excited. Why? I don't know why I've lost my voice all of a sudden. This morning my voice was fine. They came back and they said, "Hey, Jesus, Charlie, the thing they work. I want to tell somebody this morning that the thing they work. Tell your friend the thing they work. Come go be. Come go work. The power of God go work in my life." Some of you are still dead. By the time this service is over, you wake up. And then Jesus told them, "Listen, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And behold, I give you power to tread over every power of the evil one. Nothing shall hurt you." But don't be happy about these things. Don't rejoice in these things. Rejoice that your name is in the book of life. And that's what you are going to do for the next couple of days. Rejoice in knowing that our names are in that book. Some people are not sure. Some people don't know. But we know. Because of the blood and because of his word, we know that our names are in that book. And that's why we sing. There's an assurance that Jesus is mine. That's why we can confidently lift up our voice and give him praise. Is somebody with me this morning? I hope I'm not talking to dead teenagers this morning. I hope some teenagers are alive this morning. With a voice of triumph, because he has won the victory for us. He has written our names in the book of life. He has washed us in the blood. We are called by his name. We are called by his name. We are called by his name. We have an inheritance. We have the victory. We have the joy. We have the peace. He is our God. He is our friend. He is our all in all. We shall not fail in life. We shall succeed in life. It shall be well with us. We shall walk in victory. From victory to victory. From victory to victory. We will not fail our essence. We will pass our essence. We will do well in life. We shall not live in poverty. We shall live in the power of God. We shall live in the riches of heaven. And we shall rejoice continually all the days of our life. I don't know about you, but when I woke up at 3 a.m. this morning, I came to praise the Lord. I came to rejoice in the Lord. I came to rejoice because my name is in the book. My name is in the book. Jesus.
He knows my name and he calls me by name. He remembers my name. He knows your name. He knows your name. He knows your name. He knows your name. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. No matter what you go through, you may go to the fire will not burn you. You may go to the river, you may go to the waters, you may go to the sea, you will not drown. Because he'll be right there with you. Whatever happens in your life, whatever happens to you, wherever you go, he says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And because of that, we can rejoice in him. We can give him glory. Hallelujah.
If you are not excited, I'm very, very excited about my God. And I pray that my excitement will affect you this morning. Just like how Apollo is this morning. Am I with you? that we are children of God. May we know the benefits that we have in God, our inheritance, the rich inheritance. The Bible says, if God did not withhold Jesus Christ from us, what would he withhold from us? God loves you so much. What would he withhold from you? You may feel neglected. You may feel abandoned. But I want you to remember, by the word of God, that God knows your name. Your same name is called by the name of God. And he will not withhold any good thing from you. Believe that. Be still and know that God is God. Amen. This was not planned for today, but because of some of your deadness, we have to bring you alive before we move on. So shall we break up into our classes? We're going to write a quiz.
Has in store for me. rise up on our feet.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey
when your spirit,
you. When your spirit speaks to me. With my whole heart I'll believe and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
I'll say yes,
I'll say yes, Lord,
I'll
yes.
Say yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord.
I'll say yes,
Lord.
I'll
yes,
Lord.
When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. Oh yes,
I'll say yes. I'll say yes, Lord.
I'll say yes, Lord. Liporia peria dole basaya. Father, we thank you as you prepare us to go to camp. May our hearts be in the place to hear your voice. And may we be willing to obey. For we know that it's for our own good. We thank you for what you are about to do at camp. We know you are ready. We are ready for your move, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take your seats. Moses, hold on there. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. This scripture summarizes the life, the purpose, and mission of God while Jesus was on earth. He left us an example to follow in it. So Jesus expects us as Christians while we are on this earth that we also must be anointed by the Holy Spirit. And we must be anointed by power. And wherever we go, we must do good. We must carry the healing hands of Jesus wherever we are. Those that are oppressed life, that will liberate them and bring them into the life of God. Those oppressed by the devil, we must deal with these forces and liberate them for the kingdom of God. For God will be with us. He says he will never leave us, forsake or forsake us. And I am with you to the very end of the age. This is the reason why we live. Whether you are aspiring to become an MP like Honorable Nana Abrakwa Asare, or you have just finished writing your BEC and you are thinking of which secondary school to go to, or you are just finishing your WASI exams, or you are on retirement like me, or you are a businesswoman like Auntie Jifa, it doesn't matter your state in life. The purpose and your mission on this earth is to carry the name of Jesus. Tell everyone, be a witness of the power of God. Tell everyone that Jesus saves. You know, one pastor now was here, she said something that struck with me. I don't know what it meant to you. How many of us believe in heaven? How many of us want to go to heaven? If you want to go to heaven, smile at me. I sure want to go to heaven. How many of us also know that hell is real? How many want to go to hell? If you believe that hell is real, Why are you not scared for your friend or for your relative who is not born again? If you think about these things, it will change your whole perspective to life. It will change your perspectives to your exams. It will change your perspectives about business, about marriage, about having children. There's something I wanted to say. I think it's for facilitators, so I'll mention it a bit. I'll not mention it here. You want me to mention it? Some of you like totally too much. I don't even know why I even if another facilitator for another church right now. And he's asking, why is there no breakfast at camp? You are saying, he's a facilitator. And you know what he said? He said, this thing is freaking some parents out. Because you have breakfast for 3 days, will you die? So I replied, we are fasting on Friday anyway. You can discuss it if you want us to discuss it. But if you want breakfast, bring your breakfast items. And I'm going to tell them, if you want breakfast, give us more money, we'll arrange breakfast for them. Is that your headache? Is that your problem? But that is an issue for some parents, not even youth, parents. Jesus said, life is more than meat and drink. The kingdom of God is about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that's why we need to be rejoicing all the time in God. Digress enough. Mark 3, verse 13 to 14. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those who he himself wanted. This is Jesus Christ before he started his ministry on earth. And they came to him. He called those that he wanted and they came. Then he appointed 12 of them that they might be with him. The 12 that he appointed them that they'll just be with him. Not receive blessings, not receive anointing, not fall under the power of God, not receive grace, not receive money, not receive breakthrough, but just to be with him. And that he might send them out to preach and to have power to heal the sicknesses and to cast out demons. As a Christian, Jesus just wants you to spend time with him. That's all the quiet time is about. Just be there. Even if you don't know what to do, you don't know how to pray, you don't know how to read your Bible, just come and be with him. Every morning, just tell Jesus, I have come. What do you have for me today? And if you do this regularly, you begin to empower you. He's going to give you abilities. And then he'll send you out. This is what camp is all about. We are taking time off our studies. We are getting away from our parents. We are getting away from church. We are getting away from society. I wish we could even cut internet altogether. We just want to be with Jesus. God, we have come. Be still and know that I am God. What do you have for us? Oh yes, you may have your own agenda. There's nothing wrong. Write all your prayer requests and bring them. But your primary focus is that Jesus, I have come. Show me your will that I will obey your will. I want to hear your voice. Speak and let me hear. This must be our attitude towards camp. The will of God is not the same as our own will. But his will is best for us. God, show me your will. What course should I do? What man should I marry? What woman should I marry? How many children should I have? Where should I work? What should I do for you? What do you want me to do in church? Get God's agenda. And if you get God's agenda, I can tell you, your agenda will become God's agenda. But here really comes the challenge. And it has been the challenge throughout all the ages. I'm only trying to introduce some things today. I don't think I'll be even able to start what I want to introduce. Unless we could talk a lot more about it. But the challenge with us Christians and the church is that we have our own mindset about what God should do or what God should be. So we come to church, and if the praise and worship is not like the way you planned it to be or you want it to be, you won't sing, you won't dance, you won't do anything. Is somebody connecting? If they don't sing your special song, the praise and worship was boring. If the person leading prayer comes and says, BEC, I don't know what my grace are going to be like, you're talking of presence of God, I want BEC results. Is somebody relating? We all do it, including myself. We have our own agenda, and we want God to meet our agenda. And sometimes we even treat God like a what's the name of that thing? These Arabian things, like a magic wand. God, I didn't learn from my BC very well, but the results, I hear the results will be out next week. Lord, change the results that I have. Let it be so that I can go to Wesley Girls. Have you prayed that prayer before? Some kind of prayers I've been praying now, I'll not confess them to you. But we all have that kind of agenda. And the worst is for the church. The church has its own agenda. When I was growing up, I didn't experience it, but my parents experienced it. When you wear some clothes to church, you are labeled. You cannot wear cloth to church. This is fetish. If you play drums in the church, conga, this abosonsum. If you play organ in the church is not a band. It's not a club. It's not those days we call it disco. It's not a disco. You don't play piano and drums like this. You don't play guitar in church. In church, we sing hymns. Is someone listening to me? That is what Jesus experienced when he started ministry. When he went to the synagogue to teach, the Pharisees said, we don't do it like that. When he cast demons out, he said, he's casting demons by the devil. When he healed the sick, he said, why are you healing the sick on the Sabbath day? I mean, when it's not Sabbath day, they said they will not heal the sick. That is the problem with the church. And from time to time, God in of revival. And revival is simply God making us alive again, alive to his will, alive to the way he wants things to be done. And these things normally come with what we call strange acts and anointing. I will not have time to talk about it today, but next week we'll talk a lot more about it. And some of these strange things, when they start happening, immediately say, this one cannot be God. This one is the devil. I was sharing with Uncle Solo yesterday about a very sweet sister of mine. We grew up together in church. And she had been a Christian from her childhood. I joined when I was in the university. Very solid Christian. But she was Baptist. No, I used to be a Baptist. And many Baptists don't believe in the moving and workings of the Holy Spirit. Some, in fact, many churches don't. Even those who do, they don't believe in certain dimensions. And that is our problem, the problem of the church. I've had that grace again. Anyway, let me finish the story quickly so I can go on to what I want to see. So this girl was brought up to believe that, you know, speaking in tongues and those type of things were all from the devil. So in our church, the Baptist church that I used to attend, some of us, the youth, had become radical. We got born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, doing deliverance, doing all those kind of things. And then we went out on a crusade, a mixture of Baptists and these Holy Ghost-filled young people. And then many people got born again. And then we met a young girl who was into witchcraft. We got her delivered. And after she got delivered, we were praying for her for the baptism of power so that she would be strong in her newfound faith. And then we started praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is my sister friend. He said, this thing there, I don't agree. So she left us. She went to hide in a corner all by herself. I said, God, I don't agree with what my brothers are doing. But if this is really you, speak to me. So while we pray for this young lady to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to speak in tongues and those kind of things, loud noise and an explosion. What happened to her in the corner? I don't know. This lady began to behave like a mad woman, like a woman that was possessed. She started speaking in tongues, shouting, screaming, running all over the place. A Baptist who did not believe in the move of God. Unfortunately, some of us and some churches, they brand certain things that God does as of the devil. And they are not open to some ways and movements of God. If you've been to camp with us before, you would have been used to some of these things that happen. So when you see people running around, it's not strange, right? But normally, in an ordinary regular church service like this, if somebody starts running around, some of us will start wondering what's happening to the person. There's nothing happening to the person. It's okay. It's supposed to be okay. I could be preaching and somebody just stands up and starts shouting or starts screaming or starts laughing. And then ask, what's wrong with this person? But at camp, these things are normal. And when they happen, we don't see anything wrong with them. It's because we have been exposed. But there are some people who are not aware. I want us to watch a short video. I want us to watch only 6 minutes. But later, I changed my mind and said, let's watch the full video. Some of you may have seen it before. But I want you to just watch. And I'll send another one by email tomorrow. And take time to watch. And if you don't understand, just talk to God. God, I don't understand these things. Just speak to me. Show me. May help me to understand. And next week, we'll go deeper into some of these things.
Glory to God. How many believe the anointing is real? Yeah. You know, people have questions about things, and sometimes people are skeptical and even unbelieving. But the Holy Ghost is real, and the power is real. The anointing is real. I know a... Well, that's as far as they needed to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something that you know, thank God for everybody that's participating. Everybody that's enjoying it. But you know, God wants everybody to get in and be blessed. Everybody. And just real quickly, this might help you. Something that helped me years ago. I won't go into it, but I had quite a time receiving the Holy Ghost and speaking in other tongues. I was taught wrong. And I tarried and did a lot of things and just didn't know how to yield. Everybody say yield.
Yield.
Didn't know how. I heard Brother Hagin say something in his teaching years ago about people. He said if people are ministered to receive the Holy Ghost and be filled with the Holy Ghost and they don't speak in tongues, it's because of one of two reasons. Either one, lack of faith, or number two, failure to yield. And that really sums it up. Lack of faith that the Holy Ghost is there and will come on you, and then if he does come on you, failure to yield. Well, that's not just true concerning speaking in tongues, but it's true concerning the whole move of the Holy Ghost. You got to believe He is. You got to believe He's real. You got to believe He's here. And then when He moves, you got to yield. 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 Now, yield doesn't just mean to wait. Yield means to move. Yield means to act. Teaching us, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you can be seated if you can. You know, God wants people to yield their whole lives to Him, their whole beings to Him. Hallelujah.
To come up here, all the students, the Spirit of God said to me, if you and the dean and the instructors would stand up there and just break loose, I'll break that spirit of poverty that some of the students are fighting.
This up. wrap it up. Who wants to wrap it up? Come on, Tony, wrap it up. Let's see if I can find somebody down here.
Baskets around, so we take our Cornelius offering very quickly. Please don't miss church next week. I'll take time to explain some of these things, why God does them, and what the purpose is all about. And it will help us to get ready for camp and for whatever God wants to do, that we don't miss it. Okay. Please, if you are here and you haven't registered, I don't know what you are waiting for. If it's just because you just don't feel like going, I beg you, please don't miss this life-changing encounter. Life register. Please see any of our facilitators and make sure you register before you go home, and let the payments also come in. If you know you are not able to pay all, just see any facilitator, get an exemption form. Because of some difficulties, we may have to cut off registration at a point. So please don't wait last minute before you make up your mind. All right? Okay. God bless you. Have a great week, Auntie Melody.
Hallelujah. I hope we've been blessed today. Please let's be upstanding as we close the service. Shortly, with our eyes closed, I want us to just individually pray and commit the week ahead into God's hands. Pray that all throughout the week ahead that God will be with you, that you will learn to spend time with Him and be with Him, even as we learned in today's scripture. That we'll just be with Him, even if we don't have any words to say, even if we don't know what to do, even if we have no idea what to pray about. That we'll just be with Him. Pray that every time you wake up, that He will give you that reminder. And it will be a burning desire on your heart to just be with Him. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit the week ahead into your hands. We pray that all throughout the week, in all our endeavors, in everything that comes our way, let us always remember to make time to spend with you and be with you and desire to dwell with you, Father, all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Please, can we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed week, everybody.